Hey there, I'm Amanda, a Southern mama with big city sensibilities. I'm the girl that took a daydream and built a profitable virtual assistant business all in the middle of a global pandemic. Now, I work from home alongside some of the biggest bloggers and influencers while running a six-figure online business. I'm taking you along for the ride as we dive into business, marketing, strategy, and real life as a female entrepreneur. I'm all about simple, easy, actionable steps that get real results. This podcast is for the dreamers, the doers, and the go-getters. So let's kick imposter syndrome together and pull back the curtain on how to actually make money online. Get ready as we dig in, do the work, and tackle those big dreams I know you've been dreaming up. This is the Bold Business Podcast. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. I'm actually really excited to record today's episode because I think it's going to be super fun. I put a poll up on Instagram with a question box saying that you guys can drop your questions in and ask me anything. And I have a couple of fun questions I am going to be reviewing. I'm going to pull them up on my phone. I haven't really looked at these. So I saw one or two come through, but I haven't seen the full list in full transparency. So you'll get like a real life off the cuff answer, which will be super fun. So I am just going to dive right in. The first question that we received from Instagram was, do you have a morning routine? And I think this is always so funny that people ask this, but I mean, in my season of life, for sure, no, there is absolutely no morning routine because right now when I'm recording this, Wallace is 3 months old. And in case you guys are new listening here, I have two boys. I have Beckham, who's 3 years old, and then Wallace, who's 3 months old. And we are very much still attempting to sleep train Wallace. He is for sure not sleeping through the night yet, which is okay. That's like totally normal at his age. He's still doing like that middle of the night feeding. So sometimes once he does that middle of the night feeding, he goes back to sleep until 6:30. And then sometimes he goes back to sleep until like 8:30, which is my favorite, obviously. But when he does that 6:30 morning wake up, usually I just wake up with him and then we kind of like get our day started slow. But when he does that 8:30 morning wake up, it's awesome because that means him and Beckham are both sleeping in a little bit later. Beckham is like a fantastic sleeper. He will sleep until like 8:30, 9 o'clock if I let him. So usually that'll give me a chance to like get up, get ready, make some coffee and go downstairs. But there are also for sure mornings where they wake up at the same time I wake up and it's a little more rushed as far as like breakfast and getting them up and dressed and ready and all the things. So if you are a fellow mom and you also don't have a morning routine, do not let the gurus make you feel bad about the fact that you didn't like wake up and work out and drink a smoothie full of like weird things and do your 15-minute meditation and journal and like all of these things. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I think those are all wonderful and beautiful things, but they are just not in my morning routine and I am totally okay with it. I usually sort of squeeze in like those like self-care type things in the evenings, and that's because personally, my brain works rapid fire in the mornings. Like I can get so much done in 2 hours while the boys are sleeping than I can from like 3 to 5, or I would say like 12 to 5. It's crazy. So I usually like to sort of like roll out of bed and I might like do like a quick get ready, you know, like brush my hair and my teeth and whatnot. And I'm like ready for the day in like 10 minutes. But I would much rather like get up and work during those first few hours because my brain is just like on fire and I'm not being interrupted by emails and text messages and Slack and all of that. And it's like my favorite time to do things. And then I do not work well in the evenings as far as like brain functionality goes. So I'd much rather like do physical things. Like I would much rather work out at like 5 o'clock because I have no issues going to sleep later on than like wake up at 5 a.m. and do a workout. So that's just my personal routine. And I am sure this will change as our seasons of life continue to change, but this is where we are now. Okay, let's see what the next question is. The next question is, what is something that would surprise people about you? Oh, this is such a fun question. Okay, let me think. I feel like I'm being put on the spot about this one. Okay, I think something that would surprise a lot of people, because even though I am very type A and I'm a Virgo and I'm an Enneagram 3 and I have like a lot of stereotypes attached to me as just a business owner and a virtual assistant, I would say that one thing that would surprise people about me in life and in business is that I don't always have a plan. And coming from someone who is a planner and who loves to plan things, parties and trips and all the things, in like a general scheme of things, I've never had a plan. I've never been that person that's like, I need to be married by this time and have kids by this time and I need to have this job and I need to make this amount of money and I need to have accomplished certain things by the time I'm a certain age. Like, that has literally never been my jam. I have like a vision for how I want my life to look and feel, but I don't hold it to like time-bound regulations. So I think that would surprise people, especially in business, because again, I have like a vision for where I want the company to go and how I want the employees to feel and the culture and the amount of people that I want to impact. But I don't have a specific plan. And I know that sounds silly because I talk a lot about like formulating plans, but I just also trust that like it's going to happen when it's going to happen. And I just need to keep doing the things that I can control in the day to day, and everything will come together the way that it's supposed to. Okay, next question is, what is it like working with bloggers and influencers? It's funny because I feel like people still like family members and people are, I tell them, you know, a stranger like, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I run a virtual assistant agency for bloggers and influencers. And I was on a plane last week and literally this happened. There was like this sweet old lady next. Well, she's not really old. She's probably like my mom's age, but she was sitting next to me on the plane and we were delayed. We're sitting on the tarmac and she's like, you know, making small talk. And she mentioned like, oh, my daughter works from home, who was like sitting in front of us. And I was like, oh, yeah, I work from home too. Like, I really like it. And she's like, oh, like, what company do you work for? And I was like, yeah, it's called the Virtual Assistant Studio. And she's like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, we're an agency for bloggers and influencers. And she's like looking at me like, and she goes, honey, in her cute little Southern accent, she's like, I'm going to need you to speak English. And I'm like, ah, and it made me laugh because I'm like, you know, it's so normal to me and probably to you listening to this podcast, but to other people, it's still very much like, oh, like bloggers and influencers make money. Like, how do you work with them? Like, how do you make money? So the whole thing is very elusive. But to answer the question, I obviously love it. I think it's so fun. It's a lot of work. I think people underestimate just how much work goes into being a content creator, but it's also extremely rewarding. And I think if you have fun with it and you just, you know, are okay with change and things, you know, coming up last minute and all of that stuff, and just very much a go with the flow type of person, then it's a really fun industry to be in. This next question, oh, this is sweet. It just says, how are you? To whoever wrote this, I am great. I am busy. I am feeling excited about this new chapter as we enter like the last half of the year. We have some really big fun things planned here at the Virtual Assistant Studio. I cannot wait to let you guys in on some of the stuff that we've been working on behind the scenes, but I also don't want to tease it too soon just in case, again, the plan doesn't go as planned and everything doesn't get released exactly when I say it's going to. But I will say, just coming off of like a year of being pregnant and then going through, you know, fourth trimester and breastfeeding and all of that. And I feel like I'm starting to like feel like myself again, which if you are a mom, I think you know what I'm talking about. And I think in my head too, I don't know why I thought this because I've had a child before, but I was very much like, okay, like we just need to like get the baby out and then we can go back to normal, which is like so silly in hindsight that I thought that, but that was like my thing. And especially because I went past my due date, I was like, okay, we just got to get this baby out and we're going to be good. And there was a lot of very slow recovery that went into that fourth trimester. So yeah, all that to be said, I'm feeling really excited to just like have some energy back. And Mollis is sleeping a little bit longer. He's not like waking up, you know, every hour or 2 hours. And so all of those things working together make for one very happy Amanda. This next question says, what are some tips for those wanting to get started as a VA or a virtual assistant? Well, obviously, my advice is to just go for it. I think we like to sit on things and let it marinate and overthink it, and then probably overthink it some more before we ever take action. And I say this because I 100% am guilty of doing this myself in the past, but I wholeheartedly mean this when I say being a virtual assistant has changed my life and it's changed my family's life. I get to show up well as a mom and I'm fulfilled in how I spend my time and how I earn my money for my family. And I'm proud of the work that I do and I love the people that I work with. I mean, the people that I have met in the online space because of the work that I get to do is incredible. Like, I've met so many people that I can already tell are going to be lifelong friends, and that makes me so excited. And I'm proud of the company that I've built, and I'm proud of the example that I set for my kids and what they are going to grow up seeing. So my advice, other than go for it, would be figure out exactly who you want to serve and figure out how you can help them. And it's really that simple. That is what being a virtual assistant is. It's, you know, a lot of times business owners, we are so busy and we're working on so many things that sometimes there's little tiny holes in the dam that we're building and we need a virtual assistant to come in and plug those holes so that we can keep building the dam. So that was a really weird analogy, but that is what I came up with. Okay, next question. This one says, which is harder? Okay, this is in reference to kids, going from 0 to 1, so no kids to 1 kid, or the transition from going from 1 kid to 2 kids. I'm going to say that they were both challenging in their own ways, which is like answering the question and not answering the question. I think going from 0 to 1 is just a complete overhaul shift of your life. And you don't know what you don't know in terms of pregnancy. So I think the biggest shock for me there was like going through pregnancy, being sick, not really like knowing what's happening and feeling like yourself, going through the birth process, like very much trying to figure everything out the first time. The second time was like an actual challenge in juggling multiple things. So the pregnancy and the birth, you know what to expect and you know how to take care of a baby because you've already done it. So that part isn't scary or intimidating. But now you don't have like any downtime because you have a toddler to take care of, or maybe, you know, an older kid, whatever. But because of that, like before, you know, this is like a silly example, but if you had a newborn baby and you're on maternity leave, that old quote that says like sleep when the baby sleeps, like you could actually do that. Like when the baby sleeps for an hour in the afternoon, you could 100% take a nap in the middle of the day if you're on maternity leave and it would be totally fine. But if you have like a toddler there with you, you can't exactly take a nap unless for some miracle both of your kids' naps line up, in which case I guarantee you're probably going to use that time to clean up the house, to make something to eat for yourself, possibly take a shower, and at the very bottom of your very long list is going to be take a nap. So I think that presents a very unique challenge as a mom. And I think because of that, I had to lean on my husband a lot more, especially because the recovery time for me was a lot slower with my second one than it was with my first one in terms of like the birth process. So that was really challenging because I thought like, oh, I'm going to pop this baby out and then I'm going to be like up and, you know, running around this house like normal. And I like literally couldn't even lift my toddler for like weeks. So that again was like a physical challenge. Whereas I feel like with the first one going from 0 to 1, it was more of like a mental game. So they're both challenging in their own ways. But I will also say that we just got like so lucky with Wallace. He is a little ray of sunshine. He's so easygoing. He's so happy. He's always smiling. Like he's literally just like the sweetest baby. I wish everybody could meet him because he makes me so happy every day. But because of that, I think it's not as hard as it could be. And for that, I'm very grateful. This next question says, do you have childcare? How do you juggle running a business and having kids? So as of right now, when I'm recording this episode, we actually have Beckham home for the summer with us. The preschool program he's in does go all year long, but over summer, they just do like fun activities and maintenance learning. So we decided to pull him out so that he could be home with us and we could just like do fun things as a family and he could take a little bit of a break. But he is going to be going back obviously into his preschool program here in the next couple weeks. And then I am also going to have childcare for Wallace for a few days a week so that I can have really structured, focused work time so that I can focus on all these big things that we're working on behind the scenes in the business. And I think it's going to be really good for our family because right now I'm like very much naptime warrior, you know, like when he's sleeping and when Beckham's sleeping, that's usually when I get my work done is like early mornings during nap time and then after they go to bed. And these work days where Wallace will have childcare or I'll have childcare for Wallace will allow me to just like knock out all my work during that time frame so that I can be more present as a mom and have all my work done and not be worried about like, oh, I need to get, you know, this person's waiting on me for this, or I need to answer that email or whatever. So I'm really excited about that. And I think it's going to be good for my mental health and in turn, because if my mental health is good, then the whole family is all good. So excited about that. This next person, this is our last question too. And then I'm going to do rapid fire questions. I did this in our last Ask Me Anything episode, and you guys really like this, which if you haven't listened to, that one's really fun. It's probably be fun to listen to because I think I did that one when I was pregnant. So I talked a lot about like my plans and stuff for the future. And I think it's always cool to see like the progression of things. But that one is episode 6 if you want to go back and listen to that. Okay, so this next question is, I've heard you mention a team. What do they do? And are you hiring? Oh my gosh. Okay, fun question. So yes, I have a team of 6 people right now and then 2 contractors, which is just crazy to think about. And they are truly amazing. When I say this, I mean this with all of my heart, but they are the heart and soul of our company. And our company would not be as amazing as it is without them because they show up so well for our clients and they care so much about the work that they do and the quality is just excellent. So I cannot say enough good things about them. And it's also really cool just to plug like some female power into this, to be able to have a company that employs women and, you know, not to say that there's anything wrong with employing men, obviously, but I just think it's really cool to have an all-female company where we support each other. We understand, like, you know, you might have a husband or kids or, you know, a wife or whatever, and we support that no matter what, so that you can have a job that you love and also be able to have time for all the other things that you love too. So I just think that's really cool. What do they do? So without going too into depth, because I don't want to bore you guys, we have it sort of segmented out based on either the client or the skill set. So we're going to kind of be doing some restructuring within the company as we're expanding over the next couple of months. But right now, the way we have it set up is we have account managers where they manage entire client accounts. And then we also have role specific team members for instance, like this person oversees the podcast department. So they do all the podcasting things for all of our clients that have podcasts. Or this person is our Pinterest manager and they do Pinterest for all of our clients that have a Pinterest package. So we have it structured kind of like two different ways as of right now, but that's going to be changing here soon. I'll probably do an episode maybe about that, about, you know, hiring a team, onboarding, company culture, and then our like hierarchy chart of our company, if you guys are interested in that. But are you going to be hiring soon? Actually, yes, we are. As we are expanding and growing, we are going to be doing another round of hiring. So if you're interested, you are welcome to shoot me an email. It's Amanda@thevirtualassistantstudio.com. And I'd love to hear from you. I am always on the hunt. If there's one thing I learned as my role of a recruiter when I worked a corporate job, was that we are always hiring if it's the right person for the job. Okay, let's move into rapid fire questions. Okay, basically the way this works is it's a question and then I quickly answer it. So what are you currently watching? Well, literally last night, I just finished The Summer I Turned Pretty. It's on Prime Video and it was like really cute and lighthearted and girly, and I was for sure crying on the last episode. So if you need like a fun, lighthearted show to watch, I highly recommend that one. What are you currently craving? Well, we are experiencing a massive heat wave here in Georgia and have been for like over a week. I legit had to buy another stick of deodorant because I am having to like reapply three times a day because I like love my natural deodorant, but sometimes like it just does not do the job. So all that to be said, I was literally thinking earlier today, there's like this cute little ice cream shop. It's like a hole in the wall, family owned type place, but the ice cream is so creamy and delicious. And I like literally, it's one of the only things that I'll actually be like, oh my gosh, I am like craving that. That sounds so good. So I was like telling Josh, I'm like, we should go down to, we call it the square, down to the square because it's like a square with all these shops and restaurants, and go get ice cream. If you are local to like Atlanta, I'm trying to think of the name of it. I think it's called Sweet Treats on the Marietta Square, but it is so good and so creamy. And I always get chocolate with brownie like mixed in. Oh my gosh, literally like a guilty pleasure. What are you currently reading? Well, I am currently reading How Are You Really by Jenna Kutcher, and I'm loving it so far. I bought like the actual physical copy, but I'll probably buy the audiobook too, just for like if I want to like reread it, quote unquote, slash listen to it, I can. But I also just like love having physical books and putting them on my bookshelf, and hers is, the cover is really cute and everything. So I was like, yes, I need to actually purchase this one. So I pre-ordered it and it got here like, I think a week or so ago, and like I'm a few chapters in, but it's already so good. I can't wait to share like some awesome, inspiring quotes from it. I feel like if you guys are into personal development and growth, you're definitely going to love this book. And then last rapid fire question is, what is your most recent purchase that you love? Okay, I'll split this into two. So I am very frugal when it comes to like spending money and stuff, especially for the business. But I did buy this fun new tripod. It's so cool. It does like all of these different configurations, and then it folds up into like this tiny little box, which is my favorite, and it's white, so it's pretty. It was like less than $100, and I bought it off Amazon. I'll include a link to it in the show notes in case you guys are interested, but I am going to be implementing a really fun organic marketing strategy, and part of that is tackling TikTok, which is like so fun. So I've been like recording all these videos for TikTok and using my new tripod, which if you want to follow me on TikTok, you can. It's at the VA Studio, and I'll be sharing all kinds of like fun tips and tricks. And then I'm going to be doing a new series here soon. So I think that's going to be really fun for you guys too. And then on the personal side, since it's summertime in Georgia, the mosquitoes come out really bad and my boys love being outside. So I bought these citronella bracelets off of Amazon. They're like the coil bracelets, and you just like pop them on your kid's wrist, and I wear one too usually when I'm outside with them, and it keeps the mosquitoes away. And I think I paid like, I don't know, $10 for like 12 of the bracelets. And then it also came with like 100 of these sticker patches, which is really great because Wallace, since he's so little, I hate to like put bug spray and stuff on him because his skin is still so sensitive. So I can put like a sticker patch on his onesie if we're out, you know, walking or whatever. And I can also put like one on his car seat and one on the stroller too. And it's great because then there's no chemicals on their skin, but it still keeps the bugs away. And they're like cute little animals and stuff like that. So that is what random thing I bought recently. Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I thought this was really fun. I will for sure do this again. I think I'm probably going to do these like once every 6 months just to kind of do like a fun check-in. So make sure you're following along with me on Instagram stories over at the Virtual Assistant Studio so that next time I do one of these episodes, you can submit your question and I will answer it here on the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to come back next week. I am chatting with a friend that I think you guys are really going to enjoy this conversation. It's real, it's raw, and we're talking about all things business, life, and motherhood. And we chatted for so long that I legit had to split it up into two episodes. So be on the lookout for that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I will see you next week. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, do you mind taking a second and just scrolling down to the bottom of where you're listening to this episode in? Quickly tap those 5 stars and leave us a review. It would mean so much. I'm over here doing a little happy dance because you just finished another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Is it just me or was that filled to the brim with juicy goodness? If you're anything like me and are wanting even more business, marketing, and strategy tips coupled with real life, follow along with us over on Instagram at the Bold Business Podcast. And be sure to check out the show notes for any free resources, links mentioned, or coupon codes and more. And if you loved this episode, will you do me a favor and go ahead and tap that subscribe button and leave us a review? Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together.